set me free. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell.
Peace, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Jonathan McReynolds is ministering in the background. He's testifying, and I'm sure that's our testimony, that God's been so good to me. Can't tell it all. He's opened doors. He supplies our needs, and we just can't tell it all, but we certainly can say or speak of the goodness of God in some way in our life. So today, let it be a dime in which you are intentional about speaking of the goodness of God in your life with somebody. We complain, we talk about what's not going on, but at some point today, just testify of God's goodness. Just let somebody know what God has already done in your life, even if you're in a posture of waiting. But God has already blessed us. He's made our life a blessing. And so we have so much to celebrate and to be thankful to the Lord for. I want to welcome you to Morning Manna. If this is your first time joining us, whenever you hear the word, I pray that the word will be a blessing to you. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And it reads, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. And Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. And Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? And the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, tell, or truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. And Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed that very moment. In verse number 8, it says, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. And that's what I want to just talk about this morning. Just say the word. During this month of July, as we're moving into the last half of 2015, this time for me and many others, while we're enjoying a different pace because of the summer, but there's also a parallel process of acceleration that is taking place, and we've been making declarations with our mouths because of what we believe to be the mind of God. And for several weeks now, the Lord has impressed upon me the importance of the power of speaking in faith what we believe to be his mind or his will, not only as it relates to our life, but also to the destiny of those who are connected with us. And we cannot just be satisfied with getting our needs met, but there's something about the power of standing in the gap and being tenacious about the manifestation of God's promises for others as well as ourselves. And so in this lesson, there's a Roman centurion who was a man who commanded at least 100 other men, and he understood what it meant to be under authority as well as what it means to speak and things would happen. He knows the power of words and how they can change the course of things. And there is a power, there's power that's released whenever the word is spoken in faith. And there has to be a manifestation of the word of God where there is the presence of faith. And so in Hebrews 11:6 from the Message Bible, it states, by faith, by an act of faith, Enoch skipped death completely. And they looked all over and couldn't find him because God had taken him. And we know on the basis of reliable testimony that before he was taken, he pleased God. And it's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him. And the fact that Hebrews says that Enoch pleased God has implicit in the statement that faith was found in him. And no one can be a consistent worshiper of God if their faith does not grasp these truths, that one's faith is what anchors our life and also affects our future. And so going back to Matthew 8, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking help. And he said, "Lord, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly." And Jesus said, "Shall I come and heal him?" And this man that just placed a demand on the anointing that is on Jesus' life, that has the power to change what looks like a difficult situation. In James 2:14, it says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him?" Faith is belief plus works. And that's what faith is. It's believing, but it's also putting some feet or some teeth, putting some action along with what we say we believe. And so it's not enough to simply say you have faith, but there must again be some action on your part. And it's what we do with what we believe that brings about breakthrough. Let me say that again. It's what we do with what we believe that brings about breakthrough. And then there will come a time in each of our lives where we must put our faith into action. And our responsibility is to say something in regards to the Lord and how we trust him, that he's able to change things. And you can believe all you want, but if you just sit back and do nothing, you are not going to receive anything from the Lord. And everything that God is going to do is already done. But his power is only going to be executed by what we say about what he says. And what I love about the Lord is that he never is too busy, regardless of who we are. And so he teaches us a lesson in this passage about busyness, which occurs when we stop caring about the things we care about. And it's a constant battle for those who are just caught up in what seems like a rat race and miss the essence of who they are and what their purpose really is about. And so even with Jesus being and going through the Galilean ministry, ministering to multitudes, going here, going there, but he was never so busy that he would not stop and minister to a need whenever there was a demand, Hakamosia, that was placed on his presence. And let me just say again, that when he shows up, that we need to say, "God, I put a demand on your presence. You're here, and not only are you just here, but you're present to meet needs. You're present to change things. You're present to bring a miracle where there seems to be an impossibility." And there are people who are hurting and are waiting for the power of a word to be released over their life, because there's no need in any of our lives that Jesus cannot meet. And is there anybody besides me who wants to praise God for being a present help in the time of trouble? And so this man had faith not only in God's ability, but also in God's willingness. "You don't have to go where he is," he said, "but just say something and it will have the power to transform his situation. Bring him your brokenness. Bring him your frustration." I'm talking about Jesus. "Bring him your issues and let him handle them." This Gentile centurion approached Jesus as Lord. "Master, I have a problem and I can't handle it." But when he said "Master," he was saying, "I can't fix it, but you can." He's master this morning over cancer. He's master over your pain. He's master over that broken relationship. He's master over doors that have been shut in your face. Hallelujah. And he said, "Lord, if you just say something, just say the word, and it will happen. Say the word, even though my servant is not here. But your power of your word, God, is able to go even where I'm not right now." Hallelujah. And this morning, as we pray and as we believe God, I just want to say that I add my faith to your faith, that when Jesus shows up, oh, he brings what is needed. And so, God, is going to reward somebody this morning, because you're an intercessor. Where you have been, you don't even have the title of an intercessor, whether you have the title or not. But because you ask for someone else to get blessed, God is going to do something for you in the process. July, I believe, is going to be a month of a turnaround for many of us. And I feel another turnaround is coming your way. And this man, I said, was an intercessor praying for someone else's need. The guy was paralyzed, and he suffered in this manner. But the centurion said, God, I believe, and I know what it means to say something. I know what it means to say something, and then they move at my command. And so you, Lord, because you are God, because you, hallelujah, the creator of the universe, if you're going to speak a word, hallelujah, just say something, oh, Bosia, that thing can't stay the same way that it is. And some of us are fighting demons that are so overwhelming that they don't know what to do with the issue, because we never had to deal with something like this before. And I'm not talking about generational curses, but I'm talking about an old devil that's dressed himself up in new clothes. What do you do when you're dealing with something you've never had to deal with before? And this is not the fruit of something that you've done and are now reaping it. No, this is an unexpected attack from the devil. But don't know, and I want you to know this morning, that the power of God is present to change that thing. God is able to speak a word that can destroy yokes and release burdens. In verse 10, as I conclude, it says, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said, those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. And then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant, the scripture says, was healed at that very moment. The very moment that Jesus said a word. At that very moment, even though the centurion wasn't there to see it, but the manifestation came, hallelujah, to the answer of his request. And I just want to say this morning, as I conclude, oh, yes, God, hallelujah, we just need to say to God, Lord, speak a word regarding my situation. God, I believe you. You're able. You're present. You can do the impossible. Oh, yes, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, God. You're good, Lord. We thank you, God. We show up this morning in expectation, not only for our own needs, God, but for the needs of others. Lord, you're able, you're able, you're able to both say, to perform a miracle. God, thank you for the turnaround. Thank you, Lord, for the release, Lord, of whatever is needed. Get the glory this day, God, as we seek you. Man, today, you're free. Woman, have sent up a host here. Yay! God has done what you asked him to do. Father, we praise you. We give you glory. We praise you, God, for who you are. Get the glory out of our lives as we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Blessing the Lord be upon you. God's been good to you. Hallelujah. Now tell him his goodness. Shalom. Shalom.